Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jody LeMayo, the CEO of Kaleida, on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. How we doing?
All right. So what's your deal? What are you doing?
I'm getting ready for the... I got Bieber fever. You know.
The news has come out that you are going to step down as the Kaleida CEO at the end of the year. I hope for all good reasons.
It's all good reasons. So let me, if you give me a couple of minutes, I'll tell you. And thanks so much for having me on. It's all good. And it's all, and when you read personal reasons, you know, people read into, don't read into anything. There's nothing to read into. There's no conspiracy. It's all good. So let me just kind of give you a rundown of how I thought about this and my family. So it's been 13 years. The end of 20 will be 13 years for me. And my contract actually, this is the last year of my contract. So the board did offer me an extension. I declined. I've been talking to Mary and the boys for probably 6 to 8 months just about the timing of this and what's right. And, you know, my guys have been, you know, they're, one's going into high school, one's going into college, one's a sophomore. You know those guys.
Mm-hmm.
And so for the good, the better part of their life, I've been president and CEO. And for me and Mary, it felt like this was the right time. So that's the personal side. The other part of that is, you know, you have two families, right? So you have your KISS family, Janet, and you have your regular family.
Right.
I have two families, and I have my Kaleida family, which... for me, it's really important that we do this right. So I didn't want to do this at the end of 20 and just make an announcement and leave. I wouldn't do that. And so this affords the organization a whole lot of time to think through who the next leader is. And the really, really cool part is I'm here the remainder of the year. I'm not going anywhere. I don't have a job. Stop all the rumors. All that stuff is not true. I will be here. I will be part of the search. What's really even super cool is the board asked me to consider staying on when I leave as CEO. So
you'd stay on the board of Kaleida? That would be helpful.
You'd still be involved.
Yeah, I'd still be involved. So it's, you know, when you talk about succession planning, not to me, this is a best-in-class succession planning moment, and it's an opportunity for us to get it right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm thrilled that we've been able to announce this the way we have. Of course, you know, there's been a lot of emotion, lots of tears, lots of all that, but it's not goodbye or thank you just yet. I'm staying.
So, like, are you accepting another job that I need to know about? Is somebody else wooing you, Jody?
I got it. So this is what I said. I mean it sincerely. I have no one wooing me at all.
Okay.
Well, right. I'm sure you have people wooing you. You're Jody LeMayo.
I mean, you are Jody LeMayo.
I'm wooing you right now.
I feel like there's going to be, like, all of a sudden there's going to be everybody trying to hire you. This is exciting.
I would say no. Uh-huh. No. So, and I mean it. I don't have anything. And I wouldn't do that. I think you guys know me now well enough.
Sure.
And I think the community, I'm not going to lie about that. So I know people, there's all kinds of theories of where I'm going. I'm staying. If I had a job, I'd be leaving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, no one holds jobs open for a year, by the way.
So what I'm hearing is we can start rumors about you and you're okay with it?
Well, I'm not okay with it because they already are started.
Isn't that funny? Isn't that great? People will come up with
plans. Yes, we have all kinds
of plans.
So
you're going to focus on family. You've got an opportunity to maybe spend more time with your boys at these important time in their lives, and you're doing that?
That's it. I mean, I know. You know,
man.
I said this to a group of physicians this morning. I said, you know, they said, well, that's, you know, it's noble and that's courageous. I don't think, quite honestly, it is. I think it's just the right thing, and I think, you know, we quite honestly shouldn't be actually awarded for doing what's right and So I don't look at it that way. I mean, my family deserves more time with me. I actually asked them, do you want me, you know, I wanted to make sure they wanted me around more, because if not, I would have just stayed. You know, if that was.
Well, here's the thing that's so interesting, Jody. In Buffalo, CEOs stay around for a long time. Traditionally, being a CEO of a major organization like Kaleida for 12 years, and I know you've been CEO the last six, but that's a long time to be in that role as CEO.
Yeah, it's very long. And I don't know, is it dog years? It feels like dog years when you do it. But, you know, even like when we were talking about when I was considering extending, mm-hmm. you know, it just does, it didn't feel right. And I'm just being brutally honest about that. And that, you know, when it's in, I'm a gut decision guy. So when it's in my gut to do something and you know, I really enjoy, I think you know this, my family.
Yeah.
And those things are number one in my life. So it's a great opportunity. So I'm happy. I mean, I'm sad that so many people, you know, are sad for me in some way, but they shouldn't be. I think it's really, it's great that we're able to do it.
You know, maybe this is just hitting you on Tuesday that you should do this, Jody. I'm going to leave a door open that if you change your mind.
We'll follow up on Thursday.
Yeah, we'll follow up on Thursday because sometimes, like, I feel like I don't want to do this anymore, and then I change my mind. I say we leave a Kaleida door open in case you change your mind.
Well, you can do that. If I change my mind, I'll be sleeping in, like, that hot tub at the Kiss 98.
It's right
I
there.
Think the term is second opinion.
Yeah,
that's the medical term.
Yeah, I think
Jody,
so.
Jody, what do you want to say to the folks that are involved with the Kaleida family, every staffer? You've got a huge family over there from everybody that works in the hospitals to the clinics. What do you want to mm-hmm. say to them with this news?
What I said in my release, I don't know if you saw that, but what I did say was, And of course, this is the best of the best. Like I said, it's the best job in Western New York. It's the best organization with really the best people. And there'll be plenty of time for me to say thank you, plenty of time for hugs and all that stuff. I just don't think it's now, Nick. I think now it's let's just keep delivering for the community. Let's keep doing what we know is right. And then over time, I'm sure we'll have some opportunities to say thanks and show appreciation and look back on all the great things that these folks have done for me and this community.
Yeah, I'm gonna need some time to put together the impact you've had on the Western New York community, including moving Children's Hospital. Remember that? Remember that conversation you had with our listeners about how it couldn't be 99% perfect? You had to be 100% perfect, and you were?
Yeah, that was really cool, and we'll look back. And, you know, I talked to my wife and kids last night about, you know, I'm not sure I've done much in my life that's been by the book and traditional, and this is probably one more thing that's not all that traditional. So for that, I'm kind of like, I like that kind of stuff.
I do too. But Jody, the weird thing is, like, literally as you're talking on Kiss 98.5, the Justin Bieber concert announcement is now also trending in Buffalo, and so I'm just telling you, the rumors have started.
I can't help but think.
Once I get back in shape, do a dancing, and get, I'll be ready to go. I mean,
I'm ready to go.
Sweet to sing, but cool. You got. I'll go out there. I'll cut it up.
Yeah, I love it. I know you will, and that's the best part of you. I totally understand roles changing if you want it to be. I know how much the board loves you. I know how much Frank Kirchy loves you. I'm really excited that you're saying that you'll stay on as an advisory role, like as part of the board of Kaleida. I think that's important.
Yeah, I'm thrilled. In all honesty, this is really interesting. That was not my idea. So that was the board who asked me if I would consider doing that. And I think that's great. And I think it really tells a nice story of you know, our relationship and what we've built and doing it the right way. I mean, Janet, you don't have to leave organizations because of something bad. You don't have to leave for another job. It's
right.
Okay to actually look yourself in the mirror and do what's right for the community and people. And so that's not overly corny. It's actually what you're supposed to do. So
Jody, you've obviously been thinking about this for a while. You've talked to your family, but at some point you have to kind of make that decision. Was there something, one moment or something, a conversation you had maybe with a kid where you're like, hold on, this puts it into perspective. Was there a moment where you decided, I have to do this and now's the time?
I think, yeah. It's not like one thing, but I think, Nick, it's just a circumstance around, you know, my youngest son in eighth grade going to high school. Mm-hmm. And the reality of my middle guy graduating high school, which felt like he entered high school 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And so for me, you know, I'm always present with the kids and I do everything I can to be with them. I just felt to me like this is an opportunity. I mean, Janet, you know.
I know.
They get cold fast and they, you know, they're on to other things. And pretty soon you call your son a doctor, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when did that happen?
Right.
And I look at it like that. So it wasn't like one thing. It was just a combination of all that.
Uh-huh.
And then there's another reality that I think, you know, we all need to really think through. And it's just how precious life is and how precious time is. And, you know, we're not, unfortunately, we're seeing this with national news and locally with these tragic events. We're not guaranteed anything. And so take advantage of all those moments, all those times you can, because here today, gone tomorrow. And I look at life that way, and I'm appreciative of the opportunity again to be able to make a decision. It's funny because people think I'm young.
Yes, you are young.
I don't feel all that young, but I look and say, while I am young and able to do things, I want to go do them.
I think it's great. You know, the Kobe Bryant story has rocked our world too, and you just, you know, you continue to see it as the, you know, front and center of every headline of every news organization. Heartbreaking. So I think it is good perspective. To put in perspective what you have done, Kaleida now has more than $2 billion in annual revenue, up from $1.4 million in 2015. The hospital is 13,000 employees and more than 2,000 physicians. When you have a good leader, businesses grow, and that's what you've done, and that's why everyone's like, wait, what? I don't know if we want you to go, but you take the time that you need to figure this out. But having you in any way, shape, or form part of the Kaleida organization is a win for the Western New York community. We appreciate you. You know that.
Back at you.
Yeah. So we'll continue to spread as many funny rumors as we can about where you're going.
Yep.
I love your wife. Oh. I hope she stays on as the Festival of Trees this year. What Mary did this year, that was the best Festival of Trees ever hosted. So she has to stay on with the organization, too.
Yeah, I think maybe they'll hire Mary and then I'll just go home.
Perfect. I love it. Jody, it was great talking to you. And now we'd like to dedicate your song to you.
Okay, thanks. See you guys. I appreciate it.
Jody LeMayo, the CEO of Kaleida.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.